Tonight's show is called The Fall of 2006.
Just write sort of stuff, you know, that supposedly has got something to say, it seems. Sometimes I forget about that. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it is something you've got to remember. You're writing music and you've got to get, you've got to have a word that puts a chill up everybody's spine and stuff, you know. No matter what the word is, it's the way you use it with the music. I'm told I use too many words.
But do you, I mean...
But you see, what I have is a very original approach to writing, you see. Because it's not educated, but it's not... It's not jargonized, I don't think. The most commonest criticisms of The Fall nowadays is that they sound the same, you know what I mean? And I know damn well they don't sound the same. But, like, it's like some kind of crime, you know what I mean?
Because...
They want this kind of, like, novelty value thing. People know nowadays that they can't lay that thing on me about being a pop star. They can't do it anymore. It's the really greatest achievement, really. I don't appreciate it. You get this guilt thing where you think you've come so far, but when you look around, you haven't come that far. I get more and more sort of frightened of things as I get older, you know. Sometimes I can... The thing about being older is I think you can just, like, take it a lot more. Your spirit, it handles it a lot better. Yeah, but I mean, I suppose I could become a poet when I get older, some more writer or whatever, you know. You know, I think the book world is a crappy world. I don't know why, I just get this impression that it's an evil world somehow.
It'd be as crappy and as evil as the rock and roll world.
I think so, yeah. Because it asks a lot more of you and gives you even less. I've sort of run out of books, mate.
What really went on there? We only have this excerpt. There's a party on down around here, Cruises Creek now, Cruises Creek, yeah, Cruises Creek, yeah, Cruises Creek, yeah, Cruises Creek, yeah, Cruises Creek now.
Named after the novel by Albert Camus, who George W. Bush read this summer. He read The Stranger this summer. Killing an Arab. I guess that's why he read it, because he was killing an Arab. Is George W. Bush a Cure fan? Or is he a Camus fan? And is that the subtext of the fall of 2006? Because somebody's going to fall. It ain't going to be the fall. Yeah, the special thing that happened to me this year regarding the fall is that I saw them on May 23rd over at the Knitting Factory in Hollywood, and they were fucking killer. Mark Smith was having a blast. I don't know what to make of this incredibly interesting man who has gone through so many incarnations. What does it say? It says 49 band members in 2004, and I know there have been more since then. 49 band members, 78 albums, and 41 singles in May 2004. Much has been released since then, at least 5 or 6 albums. I don't know. But it's more than I can comprehend. I mean, I was in at the beginning. I listened to various times back in 1978 and fell in love with the sound. I bought the singles, but I stopped listening in the mid-80s at some point. I just stopped listening. So it's been a reassessment of the direction of music coming back into the fall after all these years. And so here we are. This is called Systematic Abuse, and this is from the Knitting Factory show that I was at. By the way, welcome to the chill room.
safe. Do it, studio way. You equip my tall cleaner. You gear your clothes mean. I answer and take the calls. No trouble with the law. Turn it off for interviewers. Oh yeah, prime movers. I wonder what is next year's thing. Crack, smash, crack, ring. Sold out, spent hours on the clever and funny advertising quotes.
totally wired. I'm totally biased. I'm totally wired.
I had round about.
Few people I have anyway. That was Mess of My from August 1978 at Oldham. And Way Round from the Unutterable, Pacifying Joint from Fallheads Roll, Totally Wired, Deadbeat Descendant, It's the New Thing, Awe of the Land from The Wonderful and Frightening World of the Fall, Systematic Abuse, Cruiser's Creek, and it started off with an interview with Mark that I guess is on the Perverted by Language video.